Is it just me, or does it seem like we're all a little overwhelmed by the constant stream of negative news? So many news items these days seem bleak and hopeless. But it's essential to consider whether this negativity is actually an accurate representation of our world, and whether it's shaping our perception of it for the worse.
Wildfires and record temperatures continue to move.
With AI, we're all doomed.
Are we on the verge of World War III? It certainly seems like that might be happening.
Causing us to overlook the positive things that are happening every day.
If we could eliminate so much work and so much drudgery and so much labor, then what would we do with all that time?
We should consider basic income as venture capital for the people.
Because despite what the news will tell you, many positive things are happening in the world every day.
We've had an amazing quarter millennium of progress. But yet, people think they're always living in the end of days, that this is it. Give us the resources to not predict the future, but sort of invent the future.
That's why we invite you to join us on What Could Go Right, where we speak with leaders from various fields, including environmental experts, social and tech entrepreneurs, policy setters, and more, to challenge the negative narrative with evidence.
If both the United States and China were to find ways to exercise more restraint, we could arrive at some kind of modus vivendi that would be certainly safer than we are today.
And share stories that often go unnoticed by the media, providing you with a more balanced view of what's going on today.
In the absence of hope, you have cynicism and apathy, and you have no change. Hope or faith, if not in yourself or in something, gives you enough fuel to get up and say, you know what, I'm going to do something.
Whether you need a change of perspective or a change of heart, check out What Could Go Right from the Progress Network,
which is a weekly attempt to change the tone of our collective dialogue from one of dyspeptic, dystopian despair to a more positive case for a brighter future.
With Zachary Carabel and me, Emma Varvalukas, available wherever you listen to podcasts.